Mulaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. We bounce coast to coast and everywhere in between. Here we go again with the planes. Ugh, as somebody who flies, I hate to scare you at the top of this thing, but an Air France jet clipped a smaller plane. This happened at JFK. Raise your hand if you've ever been on the tarmac at JFK. I bet a lot of you have been. If you did any international traveling, no matter where you hail from, there is a chance you could have gone through New York. So what happened there? We're going to give you the skinny and all of that. And, of course, the latest in what's going on with Fukushima and the nuclear threat level now being raised after a month and why it's taken so long for these things to happen. Nuclear plant, radiation leaking, makes sense, can't cool it off. Why weren't the people pushed back a lot further than they were? We're also going to dive into that. We care about what's going on in D.C. because of ultimately the effect that our government has on us. It really is our government. It's we the people, but that seems to get lost in the sauce these days. The battle over bucks and the budget has not stopped, folks. For some reason, some people think, okay, whew, government wasn't shut down on Friday, or they should have shut it down and stuck to their guns, the Republicans, that is. But, okay, now we've got this spending bill. However, yes, an agreement, but really an extension through the week in punting this forward. So you still need the votes. Last time I checked, we have three branches of government, and the legislative branch has to sign off on this. The word is that a lot of Republicans, even some Democrats, are jumping off the idea of funding the new spending bill because they don't like some of the things that they're now hearing that's part of the budget. That's part of this is a budget agreement. Could we actually be talking about the same thing? It's like Groundhog Day. Wind the clock back, talk about the same thing, and head into yet another weekend where there is the threat of the shutdown? It's possible. I didn't think it was, but it's possible. The more I talk to the people in D.C. in the know, the more people are jumping off of this thing. I still say it squeaks in under the wire. But after that, you've got debt ceiling to deal with. And we're talking $14 trillion. What happens if it's not raised? We default, we being the United States of America. So what do you say? Let them eat cake? Default? Forget about it? You have Tim Geithner screaming at the top of his lungs that that cannot happen. He's the Secretary of the Treasury, by the way, if you don't know Tiny Tim. And he did. His smoke was coming out of his ears the last time he was on the Hill because he is scared to death that everything will crash. Once again, pointing out the last couple of things that I have strung together for you. We have a very fragile economy, don't we? Alan Simpson, the former Wyoming senator and also, as you all know, the co-chair of President Obama's debt commission, which was loaded with Democrats and Republicans, Simpson happens to be a Republican, talked about another Republican, Paul Ryan's budget proposal, and said, you know, you got to take a look at spending. And when he was also looking at with a critical eye on what was happening in Washington, he talked about NPR and Planned Parenthood and said, no matter how you slice this, pretty vindictive. Take a listen.
The only difficulty I have with Paul's plan is that he doesn't do enough for defense. With defense, we're not talking about the security of the United States. We're talking about contractors that are completely out of whack, 1 to 10 million contractors ranging the earth. Most of them are retired military, go to work for a defense establishment and then work over the Pentagon and work that. And like Eisenhower, the president was right. He said, watch out for the military-industrial complex. Weapon systems that are being built where the Pentagon doesn't want them. They have their own health care system. for military retirees, and the premium is $470 a year and no copay, and it costs $53 billion. Come on. And we're not knocking. I'm a veteran. I was in the military. You know, I would say thank heaven that he's put a gutsy thing on the table, and he's taken the dagger to the meat on the bone, which is Medicare and Medicaid. That's where the money is. It's not by reducing, Planned Parenthood or, I mean, what are we talking about? I mean, NPR, those are vindictive things. They have nothing to do with deficit reduction.
All right, so deficit reduction, you know, if you looked at the Debt Commission, they were wielding a very fat axe, and that didn't fly in any direction in the conversation over what ultimately was discussed with this nonpartisan Debt Commission, kind of got swept under the rug. Occasionally they'll point back to something, and this is why the conversation with Simpson, well, what do you think about what's being described here, including the threatening the discretionary budget? Should that be something that is attacked? And I'll tell you, when you look at, when you look at this budget, I'll tell you, we are dangerously walking that tight rope, and we have been for way too long. And if you tune into the show and you say, oh, not droning on and on again about the budget, here's the problem. I always say this. Tell me. Somebody can, I defy anyone to go against this. You follow the money, right? In anything that we talk about, I don't care, pick a talk show. You could go from Rush Limbaugh to whatever talk show. Ultimately, if you boil it down, it really does come down to follow the money. Because as the money goes, so goes the conversation or whatever it is that we're talking about. Whether it's jobs, unions, recalls, budget woes, all of it adds up to the same thing. Libya, where we are with these wars, can we afford another war? For goodness sakes, what if we had to defend? What if the unthinkable happened and we had to defend on our own shores? I mean, technically we are doing that, right? Homeland security. But if we had to physically defend on our own shores, get your weapons ready. Because how stretched are we at this point? We being our military. I don't understand why we can't take the troops out of Germany, or at least a great chunk of them. And Korea. We're like fossils in Korea. Do we just stand there on the 38th parallel in this forever bizarre truce? I guess I'm answering my question. We do. Is that fair or foul? What would you do? You have an axe in your hand. We've talked about this before, but this time you're playing around with the military. What would you chop from the defense budget? 800-259-5791. I promise to meet you on the flip side.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. Get ready. Hump Day is going to be exciting. Notice he picked Hump Day. The president is going to lay out a deficit plan. What's interesting is, you know, I'm the poll princess here on ATN. I'm going to give you a quick one, a few quick numbers. Bear with me, please. Today's been a rough day. Bear with me. Because in case you don't know, my email was hacked. Yeah, I'm not in London in trouble. I was not robbed, but my email was cleared. Telling you, it's like a robber came in and just did one of those smash and grabs, and when all of a sudden you have to try to piece things together, it's more than a pain, because then you worry about, well, what kind of information is flying around out there. So this is information that is free and hasn't hurt anyone that I know of. A CNN Opinion Research Corporation survey that was just released late on Monday showed that the budget agreement that prevented the shutdown that we talked about forever and a day was actually supported, at least by the people that this poll talked to, 58% to 38%, but it was definitely partisan, duh. Two-thirds of the Democrats and a majority of the independent voters backed the deal. Guess who really didn't? Republicans. The president's overall approval rating, 48%. Remember, in March, it was a couple points higher. And this is the first time so far this year, as we're deep in, 4 months, basically, that a poll found that the president's overall approval rating was below 50%. Does this spell trouble for the prez? Once again, follow the money. People are not happy with the conversations that continue to rage through the Capitol and out in the heartland. Out on the coast, people are sick of it. They're sick of this conversation about the deficit. Well, you know, really, here's the thing. Are we all that selfish that we don't give a crap about the future generations, whether you have kids or not, or grandkids or anyone that you're passing on into the future? I mean, is this what we're going to leave them shouldered with outrageous numbers that there's just no way they can really get down? when you start talking about these, you're not talking about 1 trillion, 2 trillion, 14 plus trillion. Oh, wow, we've bumped our head on the on this deficit. We're right there on the debt ceiling, and we've cut the glass, basically, with the top of our head, and we're bleeding. Enough is enough already. We're going to feel some pain, and it's because some people screwed up. And unfortunately, we're all in the lifeboat together. And we're paying for the greedy robber barons and what they did. Really look to those mortgages, those subprime mortgages, that lending really killed us. Banks too big to fail. Why aren't we getting the bailout? We've said it before, what should have happened, if this was the direction we were going in with no holds barred. So in other words, hey, I'm going to get you out of this and yeah, just get us the money, but no strings attached, so to speak. Why didn't they just cut checks for the American people then? Just cut us checks. It's like Social Security. If really we're going down the river where Social Security is going to tank, then send us the money we have in it. I'm willing to roll the dice and invest it myself. Let's just do that. Because at least you're guaranteed something. At this rate, the rate we're going, do you really trust what's happening in D.C.? I don't think so. Tomas in Michigan, you get the first crack at whatever you want to talk about. Hey, Tomas.
Oh, my God. You're not talking about the budget again, are you?
That's what I said. I said, listen, everyone's so sick of it that they just want to barf all over themselves when they say, why is that broad talking about the money again? But I did. I had to bring it up because, you know what, there's...
All right. We had enough. This is, you know, we know they're playing around. They're just screwing around. They're just, you know, getting their FaceTime on TV for the next 2 years. So don't worry about it. If they were serious, they would have done something. They're not serious. But you know what we want to talk about now? You. We want to talk about Kate Delaney when she was mugged in Spain. Give us the whole story. I want to hear every little bit. Where you were cut, how big the knife was, how big the guy was, how soon the cops came, how many times you punched him in the nose, everything.
All right, so what Tomas is referring to, and to give Tomas even a little bit of the backstory, what happened earlier in the day is my email was hacked into big time. And how, I don't know, I use every protection in the world you can imagine, but... What happened, Tomas, and for everybody else listening, is a note went out to all the people in my email system, you know, all my contacts, saying that I was mugged and I'm in London and I need help and I need some money. Could you please send me some money? And here's how you can reach me at the hotel desk. You know, please help me because I lost my passport as I was mugged and... credit cards and all that other stuff. So I posted something on email to let everyone know, hey, I'm not in London, of course. I haven't been mugged, but I've been mugged by hackers. And somebody that I went to Spain with when I was in school wrote a note, boy, that brings back memories of Spain, because we were fortunate enough, Tomas, as the exchange rate was good and it didn't cost us very much. We were able to take a couple semesters in Madrid. So I went with a bunch of people, and I was studying at the...
How old were you?
I was 19 going to be 20. And so
you were in good shape, right? You're in good shape?
I was in good shape. Yeah, I probably say that too much. I was in good shape. So anyway, so I was there, and it was really the last day I was in Spain. We were on a bus going to the piscina, the pool that was there, and a bunch of two gypsies followed us. And the guy went after me, and he got me in a strong, like, clutched me, had me in a hold, a choke hold, and the friend that I was with, I pushed her and said, run in a different direction, something's wrong. Well, the man had gotten me, and the female gypsy went after her. She came back around to help me, and they stabbed her. He twisted my arm and pushed me to the ground, and like I said, had me in a hold. I couldn't get loose, but I was screaming for help, which in Spanish was ayudarme. I kept saying that, and here we are in a city full of people that speak Spanish that were right there watching this happen to us and nobody helped. So she was stabbed. They called for a cab. They had stolen her stuff and jumped in the cab, pushed me to the ground, and then, you know, basically we went to the police station and they told us that we couldn't do anything while she was bleeding. So it was pretty nasty thing. I didn't get stabbed. I just was bruised and, you know, was smashed to the ground. So it was pretty scary, but I was okay. A little swollen on the face, but that's it.
Wow. The hero of Spain.
The hero of Spain.
Hey, wasn't that better than talking about trillions of dollars?
Oh, yes.
And you know, GDP, 18%, and Medicare, and you know, this nation is going to pot, and I need to smoke some, and yeah, it was much better. You ought to do that, you know? You've had a lot of really interesting, incredible things happen in your life, you know? Throw that in sometime. That
I
was
will.
Great.
Yeah.
And so, and if y'all want to learn about Kate, just watch what goes on her Facebook. That's how I learned she got mugged in Spain. All right. Have a good night, Kate.
All right. Thanks, Tomas, for bringing that up. And, you know, at the time, it was definitely not funny, and I knew it's interesting to talk to people. Some of you can relate to this if you've ever been robbed or mugged or any of that, if you had a sense that something was wrong. Picture being in a city where everybody's speaking pretty much Spanish or different languages, but it's the size of New York City, our biggest city. And there were a lot of people around, but nobody helped because I hate to say it, because the Spanish people treated me really great. But they didn't want to get involved. They didn't want to help a bunch of Americans, two American girls. And so there we were. However, because I had so many people in the neighborhood who treated me so great, they were just devastated. They didn't want me to leave Spain and have a bad taste in my mouth about their country. And I didn't. It was one of those situations where we were an easy target getting off of the bus, and they told us not to wear gold. I didn't. She did. And that's what I think really attracted them. But in the end, luckily, could have been worse. We survived it. Didn't have our passports stolen, as we had copies of them. Got on the plane the next couple of days. Made it home safely.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com. Today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time.
You know, that last conversation with Tomas got me thinking, in talking about the budget woes and the deficit crap and nonsense, maybe the problem with the politicians is exactly that. They don't love what they do. They just do it for the dough. So it goes back to the money thing again. And they do it for the adulation or whatever has sent them into that profession. I used to think, or the way I was taught in history class, I mean, how often do you hear this? It was about the public service. He is a public servant, and that's why he's been a career politician. And you know what? There are some of those people. I hate to always stereotype, because it's not fair to those that have sacrificed, killed themselves to get in the spots that they're in, to try to represent, and they're not using the word try, they're wanting to represent their constituents. I mean, wasn't that the idea of the midterm elections? We got passion, we want to do this, we're straight talkers, we're here, we're not putting up with this. That was how the flow went. So, and then the reality is you get there and you're outnumbered. But I do think there are people that have passion for it, but I also think there's people that do not love what they do in the political game, and they're there for a myriad of reasons. And I was reading the story about the new guy who's running Nintendo. Now, think about it. Everyone listening to me, if you could really do what you would love to do, what do you think you would love to do? Would that make a difference? Because they say the passion factor makes you successful. There's a difference between going to the job because you have kids, you just want to pay the mortgage, and this is the reality of life, and so really you wanted to do something else, but you didn't pursue it because it was too risky, because there might not have been enough money in it in the end. Now you may be kicking yourselves because where's that gold watch? So Nintendo's new president, I mean, just a guy who reeks of, I say president, he's sort of like the president of gaming. The guy who reeks of this magic, you know, is this Kensuke Tanabe. And they've really charged him with being someone who can produce the excitement that Nintendo used to represent. You know, if you go back to the days of, and I mean, now we're going way back, but what's old is new again, Mario Brothers, and those were early games compared to what we see now. So this new gamer is apparently just absolutely incredible. Incredible at selling and telling and coming up with some of the old stuff, mixing it with the new stuff. And he was the, you know, he was the guy who said, let's push for that whole Donkey Kong Country Returns. Donkey Kong. That seems like 1,000 years ago, doesn't it? Anybody play Donkey Kong? Matt, do you play Donkey Kong or Mario Brothers, or how you feeling about Nintendo? Do you remember your Nintendo days?
Of course. I still have one that works, and at family holidays, I will dig it out and set it up so my little cousins can come over and play, because I don't have the newfangled PS3 as of right now. That's roommate's job to supply me with that. So, whenever at my parents' house, and I get it out, my little cousins enjoy it, and it's still fun. I love Nintendo. The original Nintendo was awesome.
Did you ever get all the way through with the Mario Brothers?
What do you mean?
The levels?
Yeah,
go to all
of
the levels? Are you kidding? I never did. I never got all the way through. Because I would get frustrated, smash my head on the wall or whatever,
wow.
And go. Now it goes.
Yep.
I can't stand that. I want to win. I want to win, and I want to win now. I don't want to play it for 15 years to someday get all the way. You think it's easy to get through?
It's especially the first one, yeah.
No, I'm talking about the second one.
The second one?
Mm-hmm.
The second one was a little different. Are you sure you're not thinking of the third one? Because the third one, that was
pretty tough.
That was tough. But the second one, it was like a different game style.
Yeah, it's probably the second one, where they went up and down the walls, and same thing, you climbed up, and you could jump off, and you know what I'm talking about?
I got no idea what you're talking about.
Does anybody out there listening have any clue what
jumping
I'm talking about?
Jumping up on the walls? What are you
talking
about? Listen,
I'm terrible at describing games. I just want to win the game, that's all. I have no idea. I just know that I was pressing a lot of buttons, and I was trying to keep getting to the next level.
Thinking of the glory days back at Ohio U.
Yeah, studying hard and playing Nintendo somewhere deep in a dorm room. So the Nintendo chief ambassador is this guy who's really bringing it back. He's making people go and try to find Nintendo's games and taking the old content and just, you know, making it fresh, I guess. And what a life that would be. You are creating games and you're around game people and trying to figure out what they like in building it. I don't know. Seems like it could be pretty fun to me. But there is something unique about that culture, and it might be tough to morph into the culture. Because from what I understand, I know somebody that works at Facebook, for example. From what I understand there at Facebook, you have to eat it, live it, breathe it. Take your clothes there, they'll wash them, they'll feed you, they'll shoot hoops with you, but boy, they don't want you to leave early. So the idea is you're one of the gang, you're hanging out for all-nighters, whatever, having drinks, hanging out, doing the laundry. What happens if you're married? What happens if you have a child? And then it gets a little, it's really the 20, early, you know, young 20-something culture. Don in Wyoming, you love what you do. You always seem pretty passionate about it, right?
I love what?
I love what? What you do. Don't you love what you do?
Oh, I'm so burnt out. It's not funny, Kate.
Well, that's because you're working a lot. You like what you do, but you're working a lot of hours.
Yeah, I just love running over deer and elk and, you know, anything else that's in my way and, you know, little kids, whatever. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, Kate, I know the love, love, love song is still going through my head now, you know, but just so you know, I never liked Spaniards even before you told me your story. So,
so now you hate Spain more.
No, I don't know if it's my Portuguese in me or whatever, you know, but anyways, I mean, every time I watch a historical movie, I'm rooting against them, you know, whether they win or not. So anyway, though, hey, by the way, I only haven't got too much time, but did you watch any of the Masters at all?
I watched a little bit of it, yeah. Every day I watched a bunch of it, and I was stunned at Rory McIlroy, how he fell apart in the end.
Didn't surprise me, but there's a lot of pressure up at that level, you know. But
to fall that far, weren't you surprised by how far he fell? Sure, to fall out of the lead, but to end up with $100,000 in prize money when he could have made $1.44 million, he really dropped down the ladder.
Yeah. Well, you know, Kate, I'm looking at these guys, and you know, some of them, you know, I was just looking. I'm like, you call these athletes? You know, I mean, the young guys all look pretty good shape. You know, Tiger's always good. You know, with all this steroids he did, he's going to look in pretty good shape, you know. But you know, the guys are looking at him like, you call these guys athletes? These guys aren't athletes. And then I turn around and he was kissing. Did you see the guy's wife, this Charles Schwartzel or whatever his name was?
Right,
that one
right.
thing? Did you
right.
see his wife he kissed? Like, holy cow, these golfers get the best-looking wives. How do they pull this off?
No kidding. Let me tell you, Matt was drooling over the women on the tour. Yeah, you're right.
I'm shaking my head like, you know, these guys aren't even athletes. I'm just like, I don't know what it is. Maybe they like their husband coming home without bruises all over their body or something like that. Maybe that's what it is, huh? So.
Well, they make big money. Remember that. They do make big money.
Yeah, hell yeah, that's true, too. But I was just shaking my head like, holy cow, man, these guys. Anyway, guess I should have been a golfer. Anyway, Kate, by the way, all our Congress did on Friday night was prove to us that you said earlier how they must feel and hate their job or whatever. I'm mm-hmm. sure they all go into politics, but then they sell their souls away during the process of becoming, you know, backed or whatever, or getting, you know, what? I mean, there's a lot of freshmen politicians there. They probably haven't sold their soul out yet, but they will eventually. That's probably why they hate it so much, to know that they've, you know, had to make backroom deals just to be able to get things done to try to keep their job for whatever power it is. But all they did Friday night, Kate, was prove that all of them are nothing but a bunch of wussies. I swear, Kate, they sat there and argued and griped about the difference between $30 and $50 billion, and it's hardly going to make a dent. It's not even going to make a dent on the national debt.
Yeah.
And you know darn well not one of them, either side, wanted to take the blame, so they went ahead and did this little deal, especially coming into an election year. And they do not care about the American people, Kate, and it's pathetic. I mean, it really is. And, you know, and I almost wish the Queen was still running the country. It gets so depressing at times. Then we'd have to
put it does get anyway. Depressing. That's what I was saying. So what is it? Is everything, you know, ultimately, is the love sucked out of them and they have no passion for the job? They're not listening to the constituents. You know, what is it about that? Odds and ends on the flip side.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Impossible task of settling the deficit, which has been topping a lot of the conversation. Here on Odds and Ends, does it seem likely that the NFL is taking a page out of the politician's handbook? Nothing is happening there. They're talking about a new mediator to work with the NFL and with the players. But the NFL and the conversation about football and what would normally be mini camps is just toast. And you got the draft coming up, but who cares? I'm saying who cares? So this U.S. district judge says there's going to be talks that are going to start up in the next 3 days in Minneapolis. And over the weekend, I heard some talk that the judge who, by the way, is Susan Richard Nelson, was probably going to force the NFL and their Players Association back to the table. Just, you have to go back. What do they do if they say no? No, I refuse to go back. You're going to prison. So really, they've negotiated for 17 days, and they did that in D.C. They didn't bridge any of their differences. They're like the Democrats and the Republicans. They didn't figure out what they were going to do in splitting up the money, the $9.3 billion that they get in money that comes in from all kinds of things, the merchandise, etc. Now, the talks, in where they had a mediator, this George Cohen, they had no basically magic wand authority, whatever, to come up with a resolution. So that ended horribly in the beginning of March, and the NFL Players Association decertified as a union so they could file an antitrust lawsuit against their own company. What's their own company? The NFL. Well, the company that they work for, I guess, in a sense. So that's how Minneapolis gets into the middle of this, and this judge. And the whole idea is she was going to take a couple of weeks to decide on the players' request for an injunction to actually end the lockout, because the players will say that this is causing them irreparable harm. And the reason is because people are starting to get sick of this, and it's just like politics. And Tomas saying, screw it, I don't want to hear any more about the budget. And people don't want to hear any more about the players and their nonsense. There is this one thing, though, because, yeah, the draft is, okay, it's around the bend. And you might want to know what your team's doing in the draft, where they're picking and what's happening there, or you might not care, and because they've forced you, the players and the owners, to kind of turn your back on your love for the great game of football. Tom Brady, though, had something to say about the Patriots and what was going to happen in the draft, and said he actually gets a little choked up. Take a listen.
Walk with my dad and mom around the block. It was just a tough day, you know. I just remember being there with my mom and dad. You know, they just were so supportive of me. And they take it as emotional as I do. You know, finally when the Patriots called, I was so excited. You know, I was like, I don't have to be an insurance salesman, you know. So my family was there. We were all excited. And thank God I got picked here.
Wow. He was pretty pretty choked up about that. He's softened since he married that crazy Giselle, the hot model. So if you look at the draft, and I mean, everybody knows at this point, right? You care. The Panthers have the number one pick, and the Broncos are two, and the Bills are three. Think of the teams that did terribly last year. Bills, Bengals, Cards are fifth. I mean, you know, but really, the interest has waned. They've killed the interest. Okay, but of course, everybody likes the gossip side of it, and Brett Favre. Will he, won't he retire? Remember the whole thing, I'm retiring, that's it, I'm done. That's it, the last hurrah in Minnesota. Now it's about what happened with this woman at the Jets, and did he send her pictures of his body parts, and what did the Jets know or not know, all this kind of nonsense. I mean, the policing aspect of it. Here's what the woman who worked for the Jets had to say. Her name's Jen Sturger. Take a look.
I just want my life back. That's all I'm asking for. To be able to go back to work, to be able to go back to enjoy doing what I do, entertaining people, making people laugh.
Ooh, entertaining people. So see, it goes back. There's a familiar theme on this hour of America Tonight. Do what you love, the passion. She wants passion of a different sort. She doesn't want all the nonsense about Brett Favre. But how did that information get out in the first place? Once you tell one person, they tell another person, they sell the information, they tell somebody else, they call you up. It's a nasty business. If somebody comes after you, if an athlete does something inappropriate or whatever happens, once you start to spill the beans, I'm telling you, it's like the phone tree. And that's it. People start making those calls, things go, and it snowballs, and that was it. So once she opened up that can of worms, that's what's going to happen. Someone's eventually going to go fishing, and somebody did. It was called Deadspin initially, was the website, the blogging website. It gets down and dirty on sports, and they revealed everything that was going on with Brett Favre or what happened or didn't happen, and it started that whole road. So there you are. That is definitely odds and ends. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Speaking of odd, hey, Rick.
Odd.
I'm teasing you. Come on now.
Hey, I golf in that. You're a golf? That's pretty hard to do. Harder than you think it is.
You know what? I do golf. I used to golf a lot. I got into it. Yeah. But here's what the problem is. You know, as well as I do, if you don't play very often, You're not very good. Sport where you have to play because it's very frustrating trying to hit that ball off the tee or off the fairway or out of the sand. It's great when you hit a good shot, and it's brutal when you can't hit the ball.
Yeah, you got to play at least 4 times a week.
I agree. If you play 4 times a week, you'd be great, or at least twice a week.
I mean, be halfway decent. But I don't know. I think the NFL ought to get together and get this thing settled and get playing again. I think the fans going to get burned out if they try to pull a strike on.
I do, too. Remember what happened to baseball when baseball was out? People really turned their back on baseball, and that was America's pastime. A lot of people would talk with pride about going to their first game and learning how to keep score and all that sort of stuff, and a lot of people turned away from baseball.
Well, they're back.
Yep, we lost you there, Rick. Sorry, we slipped away. But that's what happened, and certainly that we could see that happen with football. I think it's already starting to happen. Whether you just have the love of a team or your fantasy football player or you just have some hometown pride because of wherever it is that you're living, so you kind of keep up with what's going on, or you just like football in general across the board. So you're watching. You're a watcher. You watch some of the shows. You watch on Sunday, and that's what Sunday means to you. Sunday's going to be a different day for a lot of people if there isn't any football, and I think they're taking a big gamble. Certainly there are going to be people that will stick. I'm not saying you're not going to have any fans, but the longer this goes on, the more people will turn away because they're not going to be interested. They definitely are going to be interested if you try to save a season halfway through, and if they completely tank a season, boy, then people are waiting. How long are you waiting? Well, over a year and a half, 2 years, whatever, it'd be really like a year and a half. So that's no good. That doesn't work. Out of sight, out of mind. You can apply that to a lot of things. And I think that applies to the NFL just like any other sport. Once you're done, and then people are on to something else, to be sure. If you have any thoughts and you want to share them with us, please do. All roads here lead to the website, americatonight.net.
We just did Charlie Sheening, and we were fine. Yeah, we're just Sheening our heads off.
Yeah. Duh. Winning.